now listening to great songs about nothing good.
Doctor. We miss anyone?
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in as we're putting the finishing touches on this playlist. Word came over the other day that Greg Allman had taken his exit stage left, and it's been a long-standing policy of the show that the Allman Brothers are vastly superior to Lynyrd Skynyrd, and I won't belabor that point. I'm just saying that's the ironclad truth. And you know what? It's unfortunate, but such is life, and we're going to open up today's show with the opening track to their final album with Dwayne Allman. The album was Eat a Peach, and the song was this song, Was, Is.
in heaven every day, past the pearly gates. If you wanna ride this train, have your ticket in your hand before it's too late. The world looks round, and your money's been gone, your friend is turned away.
And that's the Flying Burrito Brothers, fronted by Graham Parsons, Hot Burrito number 2 from their first album, The Gilded Palace of Sin. Before that, we had Billy Bragg and Wilco, Airline to Heaven from Mermaid Avenue Volume 2. We start off with the Allman Brothers Band, Ain't Wasting Time No More, lead off track to 1972's Eat a Peach. Greg Allman passing away just the other day. And we're keeping moving along right now with Elvis Costello and the Attractions' take on a Sam and Dave classic.
Thank you. pochette d'argent de ses paniers. Agitant ses grelots, elle avança et prononça ce mot.
Midnight to six.
Clash with White Man and Hammersmith Palais. It was originally wasn't supposed to be for on an album. It came out as a single. It was actually on an EP, and it proved so popular that it found its way onto the revamped version of the Clash's UK debut for US release. And Joe Strummer always fancied that song, and he loved it so much that he had it played at his funeral, or rather, it wanted to be played at his funeral. I don't think he had much say in the matter. For that, Dead Milkmen, Swordfish, from their debut album, 1985's Big Lizard in My Backyard. The song was Swordfish. Serge Gainsbourg, Initials BB, and that was written in the aftermath of his breakup with Brigitte Bardot. And we start off with Elvis Costello and the Attractions covering Sam and Dave's I Can't Stand Up for Falling Down. That was on Get Happy. And that's going to bring us to the bottom of the hour here on Great Songs But Nothing Good. So let's get into it with the legally mandated PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And that being said and done, we're going to move into some late period Pixies. Not current late period Pixies. That's bad Pixies. Late period Pixies, I guess you could call mid period Pixies, as in it's their final album before they broke up. And for all intents and purposes, it's a Frank Black album. But hey, songs are pretty good, including UMass, but I'm not playing UMass. I'm playing this song, which is a treat in its own right.
Stop. Wow.
That's Television with Friction, one of the more incendiary debut albums to ever come out. That was from Marquee Moon, 1977. The Replacements with their take on the standard Route 66, and eventually found its way onto the expanded edition of the Please to Meet Me album re-released in 2008. The Black Keys, Gold on the Ceiling from El Camino, 2012. A Black Keys album that is very good, but I don't think it gets enough notice. So let's work on that, shall we? And Pixies, Motorway to Roswell from Trompe Le Monde, 1991, 4AD was the record label. And let's see, well, hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying warm on this unseasonably cold late May day. From where I am, I can see straight through into the live recording studio, and appears to have undergone a paint job, and I can see what appears to be a whale in a top hat painted on the walls. So I don't know if that means anything to you, but it sure means a lot to me. Unless it doesn't. Anyway, here's Arctic Monkeys. This is my favorite song from their debut.
Up rolls a riot van and sparks excitement in the boys. But the policemen look annoyed. Perhaps these are ones they should avoid. Got a chase last night from men with truncheons dressed in hats. I didn't do that much wrong, still ran away though for the laugh, just for the laugh. And please just stop talking, cause they won't find us if you do. Oh, those silly boys in blue. Well, they won't catch me and you. Have you been drinking, son? You don't look old enough to me. I'm sorry, officer, is there a certain age you're supposed to be? Cause nobody told me. And up rolls the riot van and these lads just wind the coppers up. They ask why they don't catch proper crooks. They get their address and their names took. But they couldn't care less. Him in, and there was no way he could win. Just had to take it on the chin.
race on earth is run.
Yeah.
that's a nice one, isn't it? That's the Allman Brothers Band, Little Martha, the closing track for Eat a Peach, the album we opened with. But first, let me start from the beginning. We started off with Arctic Monkeys, Riot Van. My favorite song of theirs from their debut album, Whatever Everyone Says I Am, That's What I Am Not. After that, Bob Dylan, One More Cup of Coffee. And that was from the follow-up to Blood on the Tracks, Desire, and it's a fine album in its own right, if you just eliminate the song Joey, but we don't play the song Joey here. We don't really like to talk about that. It's upsetting. After that, Woody Guthrie, Will You Miss Me, from the album. Woody Guthrie sings folk songs that was released on the Smithsonian Folkways label, and that is, for my money, the most important record label that ever come out of this country. You know, Atlantic, yes, you know, all those, but, you know, the Folkways label, that's the history of America, man. And then we had Allman Brothers Band, Midnight Rider, the version from an expanded edition of the Live at Fillmore East album. And originally, the studio version originally appeared on the Idlewild South album. And then we got into Little Martha, which was not written by Greg Allman, but by his brother Dwayne. It's a duet between him and Dickie Betts. And Greg would record his own version in the years after Dwayne's death. And that is, you know, speaking of death and the end, we are at the end of this episode of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for coping with my voice. I think I feel a cold coming on. I was at the Red Sox game on Wednesday, and I sat in the rain, refusing to leave like the sort of person that I am. But anyway, tune in next week. We'll do more of the same, except slightly different. You know, take care of each other and look both ways before crossing the street. Until then, bye-bye.